咁我哋已經遲咗再講多次啦，我哋遲咗45分鐘啦已經。咁呢個係議程第八項，咁係關於一個香港區港島東嘅海濱城市設計研究嘅。咁present 嘅就係Raymond Lee。咁或者 Raymond 時間交俾你，
或者我盡量即係快簡短啦。相信大家都對於呢、這個即係題目都好有認識，因為喺過去嗰幾次嘅會議咧，我哋都有略略提過呢個研究嘅。其實今日最主要的目的咧，就喺研究開始之前，喺我哋制定嗰個研究嘅大綱入邊咧，聽聽大家啲咩意見，睇睇我哋有冇一啲嘢應該做而冇包得入去，或者有冇一啲唔需要做我哋包咗入去，俾啲意見我哋去制定嗰個大綱，然後開展嗰個研究嘅。呢張圖就表示咗，即係共建文港委員會去進行呢個海港規劃檢討嗰啲做法啦。個大方向就係我哋會圍住海港兩旁唔同嘅地區咧，進行一啲地區嘅檢討啦。我哋剛剛完成咗個紅磡嗰個地區研究啦。咁現在我哋籌備開展嘅咧，就係呢個港島東呢個海旁嘅研究。做呢個港島東海旁研究主要目標係希望可以達到做到一個具有吸引力啦、充滿朝氣啦、交通暢達同埋可持續發展嘅海濱嘅。研究個範圍咧就大概覆蓋面積咧有成超過100公頃嘅。咁喺呢一個西邊嗰個界線咧，就係緊接於即係個 WD2 個研究嗰個範圍啦。正正就喺嗰個油街嗰個 CDA 地盤，就啱啱就冇包到佢，因為嗰個油街地盤就包咗入去另外一邊嗰度嘅。咁一路向東延伸啦。就經過北角啊、鰂魚涌啊、西灣河啊、筲箕灣啊，去到東邊嘅界線咧，亦都係緊接翻呢個即係維多利亞海港嗰個界線嘅範圍嘅。咁喺呢個研究範圍入邊，大部分嘅發展咧，都已經係已發展咗嘅地區嚟嘅。咁有一兩個地盤咧，值得我哋去關注。第一個咧就係有關個前北角村嗰個地盤嘅。而呢個前北角村嘅地盤咧，就係即係建議作出一個酒店啊、商業同埋住宅嘅發展啦。咁喺我哋部門地區規劃處嘅同事咧，就住呢個地盤嗰啲規劃工作咧，亦都已經做得即係好多啦。即係包括即係嗰個建議嘅用途啊、發展嘅參數啊、通風評估啊等等，佢哋已經做咗好多嘅工作。咁亦都預算咧，就會喺今年年中度咧，就會啲結果。咁亦都會有咗結果之後咧，會加入城規會討論咧，都交翻嚟我哋委員會嗰度。咁所以有關呢個地盤嗰啲走出嚟嗰啲規劃嗰啲建議咧，我哋會喺港島東嗰個規劃研究嗰度咧，就去適當咁樣融合咗佢嘅。而另外一個主要嘅地盤咧，我哋需要即係留意嘅咧，就係喺即係鄰近呢個東隧出口海裕街呢個地盤。呢個地盤現時咧係有啲臨時用途喺度做緊嘅。咁其實呢個地盤亦都喺我哋上過去嗰一輪嘅海港同埋海旁地區規劃研究入邊咧。都係作出咗一個建議嘅 action area 嚟嘅，咁所以喺今次我哋做呢個港島東嗰個海旁研究嗰時咧，咁呢個地盤都會係即係我哋值得去關注嘅地方。除咗即係呢兩個值得關注嘅地盤之外咧，喺進行呢個研究嗰時咧，我哋都會去探討沿住研究地區建造一條連貫嘅海濱長廊嗰個可行性係點樣嘅。這個圖表就好簡單表示咗我哋嘅呢個研究一啲主要嘅工作項目。那個規劃研究咧就主要咧就會係即係分開4個階段啦，包括個基線研究啦、制定方案階段啦、總結規劃階段啦，同埋一個最後報告嘅階段嘅。咁而整個規劃研究咧，亦都會係緊貼咗一個三個階段嘅公眾參與計劃嚟到去進行。而呢三個公眾參與嘅計劃嘅階段咧，就係包括咗一個喺一個構想嘅階段啦。咁主要咧就係聽取下大家對於即係去做呢個港島東嗰個海旁規劃嗰陣時，有啲咩想法，有啲咩初步嘅意見。咁跟住咧有一個制定方案嘅階段啦。咁制定方案階段咧，咁我哋會同大眾咧就討論一下有關即係唔同嗰個即係發展嘅方案啦。咁而最後一個階段咧就係一個選取方案嘅階段，都會解釋翻俾公眾人士聽。經過咗第二個階段之後，喺唔同嘅方案入邊，我哋點樣去選取一個推薦嘅方案咧？咁樣。咁同過往我哋進行呢啲公眾參與活動一樣，我哋亦都係會即係同呢個共建文港委員會咧一齊去籌辦呢啲咁樣嘅公眾活動嘅。 有關研究的時間表方面呢，我哋預算呢，這個研究會在今年隔後的時間年底之前呢就會開展得到的了。咁我哋預算整個研究咧，需要大概係20个月，去到2010年中度咧，就先至會完成嘅。啊，主席，呢個係好簡單嘅介紹，
好，
歡迎大家嘅意見。
唔該曬。咁委員，即係呢個係繼紅磡之後嘅，即係另外一個海濱研究啦。咁或者聽聽委員嘅意見。Patrick。
多謝主席，我諗嗰、那個大嘅框架冇乜問題嘅，即係而家咧就社區有個訴求咧，希望喺嗰個研究裏面可以加入埋咧，就係嗰個單車徑啊，嗰、那個海濱單車徑啊，即係成個港島北可以串連啦嚇。我諗住成個港島都可以串埋一齊最好，因為而家就東區同南區傾緊咧，就可以咧，如果係可以有條單車徑。在潮西灣那邊去到南區一些很漂亮的地方更加好、啊、即這些就是下一步就是被規劃署可以研究，即 這個都其實是相當好的一個方向來的，我覺得即現在港島區是沒有單車徑，大家知道，還有單車設施很少。另外一個就是關於那個研究那個、那個做法是怎樣呢，其實我有少少一些經驗的、啊、主席也有參與過，我們東區都曾經做過一個社區的、工作坊，咁咧就喺呢個東區呢個海岸線呢個研究咧，就同紅磡有少少分別啦。我哋呢個有特色咧，佢好長，長得嚟咧，佢每個區咧都有個別嘅一啲特色啦。咁咧就如果大家留意咧，我哋講緊規劃咧係需要 decentralization 啊，即係話咧我哋係將佢縮翻一啲比較細啲嘅區域去睇個問題，特別係公眾參與嘅時候。咁咧就變咗咧就譬如而家講緊話可以街出面咧，咁嗰度啲太古城居民係相當有意見，因為佢大家知道居民特別係公眾人士，佢哋嘅活動範圍唔會好廣，同埋佢哋關注點唔會太闊。佢咧如果你叫佢喺佢門口前面嗰一節嘅海濱區咧，佢會有好多意見同埋好實質好具體嚇。咁、啊、咧就可能喺呢一個研究裏面咧，可能用一種咁嘅辦法啊，就由細至大。嘗試下咁樣睇得出嚟個效果可能會好豐富，亦都有啲少少唔同啊，同好過我哋成日話一個好大嘅 master plan， 咁然之後就叫公眾去俾意見咁樣啊，咁呢個咧就可能相反去做一做，睇下覺得之後個效果會點。多謝主席。
好 ，thank you Patrick 嘅意見。Andrew。
Thank you, Chairman. That's a nice shoe into to the comments I was going to make about placemaking. I mean, we've obviously got a large footprint sites here. We've got the opportunity to provide interconnectivity along the waterfront. But given the big footprint sites, placemaking, if you look at it in a holistic sense, placemaking gets lost. Placemaking usually requires smaller plots to be thought about from a sort of a needs and an opportunity base. And I think the opportunity to look at some of these sub-locations, with, I mean, that Hoy U Street site area is a huge area there. And, you know, it could be subdivided into to various areas which could then be created as nodes and individual places. And I think that sort of concept. But the placemaking tool, I think, could be used within the public engagement process. And I think there maybe could be a little bit more emphasis on placemaking within the public engagement element of the of the staged review. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. Who else? Paul.
Chairman, I recommend that the study area will be expanded. One is the area which is affected by the Central Windsor Bypass. I understand that when we did the Central Windsor Bypass study and looked at the various aspects, we looked at that waterfront bit, but we didn't really look at the entire area that affecting an important part of North Point and a very lively area. I've lived there for 1.5 years. And the other area to be included in the study will be is the area for the Museum of Naval Defense. The Harbour Business Forum recently, and I was at lunch, where they launched this, had a connectivity study, and they showed how this could connect up to the waterfront promenade that is just further outside, was it Taiwan? Heng Fai Chun. And so if you could include that bit, That would be great. And the in terms of study area, I noticed that there is the map of the ex-North Point Estates. And I've noticed that the North Point Estates also, when they did the study area there, they excluded the ferry piers in the review of North Point Estates. And I think the ferry piers, both the passenger ferry piers and the vehicular ferry piers, are extremely important for that site. They are almost the only opportunity for the people in North Point to get out on the water past the road. So they're extremely important as destination points possibly in the future. So they should be clearly included, including in the current discussion about what happens to North Point Estates. The ferry pier should be included. And what was the other point? The other point I'd like to make is, if we're going to look at this long-term solutions, what do we do with this area in terms of potential quick wins? Are we going to have within this study a separate process for identifying quick wins in the area and then continue to work on the big ones to be completed by 2010? Or are we going to let everything wait till 2010, which I think would be wrong? I think we should just get a process of potential quick wins and temporary solutions and so on to go quickly through the area.
Thank you, Paul. Raymond, then Alpha. Oh,
唔該，阿Raymond啊，好，其實我哋係倡議者嚟嘅。咁，其實我諗即係都好欣慰，即係見到即係規劃署而家好多啲研究其實都好強調即係公眾參與呢個呢個element，我覺得係好值得去讚賞嘅地方。不過睇到咧，實成個計劃咧，就似乎係比較土地為本啊，而唔係以人為本，即係説我咁樣講。 因為入邊個曲嗰度咧，好多係睇到係睇嗰個土地嘅運用或者個規劃嗰度，但係其實可能咧需要去包括埋即係用人個角度咧去睇，譬如話我哋而家講好多啲文物保育嘅問題啦，亦都講嗰個即係人民喺呢一度嘅生活嗰個歷史嗰個延續性嘅問題，類似咁嘅嘢咧，就探去擺多啲係嗰個即係humanity人民。 嗰個角度去睇成個研究，我想希望多一個元素咯。咁第二咧就或者請恕我用以下嘅描述咧，就我覺得成個設計咧，就提示公司參與設計咧係幾點講啊？technocrat oriented， 即係請饒恕我咁樣講 ，rather than community oriented。 即係嗰個分別就係在於我唔知有冇理解錯，譬如睇嗰個程序嗰度個流程嗰度咧，我有少少嘅感覺就係即係公眾係作為一個 input， 即係公眾意見作為一個 input 去協助你哋去制定成個即係設計。但我心目之中咧，嗰個一個即係所謂 bottom up 嘅 approach 應該調翻轉頭嘅，就可能係公眾為本嘅意思就係話咧。 你哋係作為一個 technical arm 去 support 或者 facilitate 公眾就住呢方面咧去講佢嘅意見，或者甚至係做出一啲決定。舉一個好具體嘅例子就係 formulation of options 嗰度個做法。而家個做法可能就係公眾俾咗一啲意見，可能一啲原則性嘅意見，或者好宏觀嘅意見嘅時候咧，可能就你攞咗呢啲意見就去制定三個 option 咁先算。 再 beef 公眾，究竟三個 option 有咩好處唔好處，就佢哋揀一個比較好啲嘅，即係而家個做法會係咁樣。但我建議就係話，喺具體嚟講，甚至呢啲 options 咧，其實都係由公眾去 formulate嘅。而調翻轉頭，你個角色就係去提供一啲 technical input， 譬如話公眾佢唔識得一啲好技術性嘅考慮嘅時候咧，可能就你提供一啲技術性嘅考慮。如果公眾佢自己本身可能佢諗到有10個 options， 但係其實有啲 options 其實可能係唔現實嘅，或者係唔可行嘅。而你個角色就係去提供呢啲資料，讓公眾去知道一啲咁嘅 options 咧，其實係唔需要考慮，因為其實根本唔得嘅，或者係冇符合到一啲原則，或者係一啲指引類似咁嘅嘢。咁但係喺 嗰啲 options 點樣去制定咧？其實就未必係由你哋去決定邊三個 options， 而係由公眾去決定邊三個 options。 但係當然呢個咁嘅做法咧，其實可能同而家即係你嗰、那個即係作為公職人員嗰個責任，其實係有矛盾或者係有危險㗎。嚇！即係由公眾咁去做，但係呢個係反映咗，即係我心目之中所謂公眾參與，即係公眾為本，同而家即係我頭先所描述嘅律師我用技術官僚為本呢、這個咁嘅描述，嗰、那個分別主要就喺呢一度咯。即係但係當然呢個只我純粹我自己一個人嘅意見，未必代表其他委員嘅意見嚇。
OK，thank you，thank you， 阿 Raymond。
我就住 Alvin 提出嘅意見咧，就有少少即係回應先啦。就我其實同意嘅，即係同意就即係我哋應該就係響公眾參與過程咧，就即係主要係以人為本，同埋當然就即係我哋最終咧，就即係因為係一個即係規劃嘅研究咧，最終咧就都會將一啲建議啊，或者係以人為本嘅理念啊，都要響個土地嗰度反映出嚟。咁、但係即係呢個純粹係即係以人為本，點樣向土地反映出嚟咧？就其實一個過程嚟嘅，即、就、係、是、一個手段。咁至於就即係我哋其實而家呢一個公眾參與個過程咧，其實我哋響早階段咧，我哋都會咧就即係讓社區人士啊社會各界咧就即係自由發表一啲即係意見。咁就但係咧就即係我哋都其實都會即係知道咧，就從其他經驗咧。佢啲意見咧就基本上咧就相當分文嘅，即係響社區啊嗰個層面度咧，佢哋唔會話即係走出又話幾多個即係 option 啊咁樣走出嚟嘅。咁好多時咧，我哋都要收集咗一啲好散嘅意見之後咧，我哋都要即係為咗方便下一步嗰個公眾參與咧，我哋自己都要咧將佢呢啲分。意見分歧嘅情況之下咧，將佢組織成為一啲即係可以大家容易理解嘅 option， 唔同嘅選擇咁樣不過就即係我哋希望喺個過程嗰度咧，我哋就即係呢方面咧就即係會做得即係比較好啲，就即係變咗就唔會話即係俾人哋嘅印象咧就即係太過即係技術官僚化咁樣做法咁呢個就即係一個係一路就演變緊啦。就我相信喺紅磡做完咧，就亦都有即係喺呢方面咧都有一啲即係經驗累積響其他嘅即係海旁研究亦都有啲經驗嘅組織，希望咧就將呢一個即係技術官僚嗰個形象咧就即係減到最低。至於就頭先所講過，就譬如話單車徑嗰啲提議，咁我諗相信咧就我哋都會響嗰個研究咧，我哋都包埋啦嚇。即係我哋就即係當然就即係唔能夠即係響現階段咧，就即係有啲乜嘢嘅具體嘅。取態，但係咧，我相信咧，就即係我哋喺研究裏邊包含呢方面咧，就係都冇問題嘅。咁至於嗰個研究範圍咧，就我哋就碼頭嗰度咧，就即係北角碼頭咧，我哋即係一定會包含嘅。咁至於係中環灣仔繞道同埋即係鯉魚門嗰個海事博物館咧，當然我哋咧就係喺現階段咧就冇包喺嗰個研究範圍。咁但係咧，就我哋咧就即係其實即使唔包喺研究範圍咧，我哋會喺嗰個研究個綱領個大綱嗰度咧，我哋會寫清楚咧，就即係無論個研究點樣咧，喺四周圍嗰個用途，即係包括呢一個軍事博物館嘅用地啊，同埋中環灣仔繞道嗰個影響啊，對於呢個係入邊呢一個即係對將來嘅發展影響，就一定要去即係了解好清楚，要就作出一個即係深入嘅評估。咁最後咧就即係呢一個研究雖然間就係一個長遠嘅規劃研究啊，對於呢啲用地，咁但係咧就亦都會即係提出一啲意見咧，就話即係響短期有啲乜嘢嘅即係quick win 嘅 project 就可以提出嚟嘅。咁呢個就即係響呢個研究嗰度咧，我哋會即係要求會做埋呢方面嘅嘢。我唔知有冇補充。好啊 ，OK。
多謝 Raymond， 咁答曬啲問題啦。Raymond 你唔使答啦。
我
識
曬。
OK， 好啊 ，Sujata， and then Andrew。
There's, I think, one, there needs to be a mention of marine land interface. And I don't see anywhere marine use actually reflected. So it'll end up again being a land-based study. So I think that's something we should avoid doing and actually have marine interface in the objectives as well as in the tasks that needs to be done.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
And Andrew?
Thank Chairman, I'm going to raise cycling again. Cycling tracks has just come up again. And cycling tracks to me is just too indefinite in terms of a description. I mean, cycling tracks could be some sort of, you know, circuitous cycling aspect, or it could be cycling access that's contiguous along the waterfront for commuter purposes. And I think until we've got some sort of more detail on the bones, I think we should not put in cycling track as this generic phrasing. I think we, you know, there is a need to look at cycling. But I don't think we should define the word cycling tracks or go into anything that's in a vague definition at this point in time. I mean, maybe there needs to be some words that talk about provisions for cycling. But in Hong Kong, we have had studies that have said cycling should not be promoted because it's incompatible with highways. If we're going to promote cycling along the waterfront, is it just as a recreational area along, and is it for kiddies with, you know, with trainer wheels on, or is it for cycling access for commuters? And I think, you know, you could go into all sorts of details with all sorts of aspects, but I think when we start throwing ideas in without getting into the detail of them, that's when it starts to get dangerous. And I think we should be careful of, you know, of how far we can go in the initial brief. And how this is presented is just one of many things which can go into the mix. But I think it has to be done in a sensible way, rather than just, oh, well, somebody mentioned cycling, so let's throw it in there, and then we'll just see how it goes from there. I think it needs to be more carefully considered.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Patrick? Then Paul.
多謝主席，我諗我喺度想睇題，威文嘅啫。其實就剛才就係講嗰個範圍咧。咁我喺東區區議會嗰度咧，就其實我唔知你呢個範圍係咪諗住係啱啱去維港嗰個範圍而定啦，抑或點樣去定咧？咁如果落到去東區區議會肯定啦嚇，即係有個心理準備咧，就你知啦，我哋好多議員就喺小西灣柴灣嗰邊。 就好多嘢講嘅佢哋，所以一定要求你包埋嗰邊，即係同埋嗰度好多人口啊。咁嗰度小西灣嗰度已經其實已經好渴望話由小西灣可以經過柴灣一路行到落筲箕灣嘅。咁呢度一定即係睇下要考慮下啦。咁頭先講到咧就係嗰個marine use 嗰度，我諗會喺範圍裏邊嘅係嘛？個 marine use
係㗎啦，佢啱會答佢㗎。係咁呢樣嘢咯。
Okay, Paul.
Yeah, again, I support specifically including land and marine uses in 7D, and to specifically include land and marine use planning in 11C task 7. And then I just don't understand, Raymond, but maybe it didn't come through clearly in the translation. Can we definitively include that area on the east in the drawing, in the study area, as well as the area on the left? I understand the area on the east could be included, and it's basically the connectivity with the existing promenade that's outside there. So, and the area on the left, I understand that the central ones are bypass, and the Fuglie discussion is, and JR is all a constraint, but that constraint could be mentioned, but then we can at least have the area in. I believe that area was not included in the previous, in any other, in the Wanshai study, so we should include it here and specifically include it, but then if necessary mark the constraints and the concerns that we have, but otherwise it gets lost in between.
Okay, I sense that we are running out of time, air and people, right? so if we better focus on streamline our discussion. 關於界線問題。
聽到啊 Paul 就跟住 Patrick 嗰個意見啊，我哋要翻去諗一諗，即係我哋要咧，因為其實而家講緊嗰個研究範圍，假如去到小西灣咧，其實就同而家嗰個研究範圍個面積啊，嗰個scale 啊咁樣係相差相當遠嘅。咁就當然咧，就即係我知道咧，就響區議會嘅層面，就即係可能佢哋有佢嗰啲訴求。 喺共建維港委員會所睇個範圍之下咧，係另外一回事。咁所以變咗咧，我哋要即係翻點樣平衡咧？我哋聽咗意見之後，我要諗諗先，我要考慮一下。
好，Raymond，Raymond Lee。
或者即係再解釋一下，即係
去制定一个研究范围嗰个界边界咧，就永远都系即系有争议嘅问题嚟嘅。咁我哋即系而家呢个建议主要嗰个出发点咧，喺西边个界线咧，我哋即系紧接咗嗰个WD2 嗰个研究嗰个范围。咁我哋嗰、那個即係出發點就係、是、即係既然有另一個研究係睇緊嘅話咧，咁我哋都即係無謂再去重複啦。而我哋而家做呢個整項研究咧，就喺即係海港規劃檢討呢個大嘅框架之下嚟到去進行嘅。咁所以喺東邊嗰個界線咧，咁我就緊貼咗呢、這個即係維港範圍嗰個界線。我哋了解即係可能小西灣啊、柴灣等等各方面咧，即係有可能有需要去做佢本身嘅研究。咁但係可能嗰個係一個即係另外一個研究要去考慮嘅問題。
嗯 ，OK， 好，多謝 Raymond。我諗我自己都有一個同感嘅。我就會即係其實睇翻過去，我哋一路喺呢個會議裏面討論喺成個海港嘅規劃策略研究嗰度咧，係將整個維港兩區兩岸分成七個部分。咁其實呢一個界線其實係 tally with。我哋開初嗰、那個即係成個維港嗰個分區，咁所以我覺得即係由翻即係其實呢一個分區係由當日嗰個整體成個維港分開七區嗰度咧係去衍生出嚟。咁如果我哋尊重翻我哋成個 strategy 咧，咁就應該係喺嗰個界線度咧係只係圍繞喺嗰個維港範圍裏面做嘢。如果唔係，你又可以一路做到去淺水灣都得嘅。咁變咗，如果其他位置維港區以外嗰啲居民，佢係需要做研究，咁可能就真係喺共建維港委員會嘅範圍以外嘅嘢咧，係去做嘢嘅。咁所以我自己覺得，即係我哋自己委員會作為委員會，可以有翻自己嘅意見。區議會可以有其他嘅意見。咁即係呢個即係即係我自己作為主席嘅，即係提翻即係大家嘅一個考慮點。呢、這個唔係就咁無端端生咗個東區出嚟，而係當日係成個整體嘅維港嗰度分七區嘅時候，嗰陣時係劃分咗。Yes, Patrick。
想阻時間，好快回應啊！主席，你講啲説話咧，開始有少少官僚啊！一落到去區議會嘅時候咧，
我知啊。
所以點解咧？就政府而家劃呢啲咁嘅範圍咧，多數跟個行政區就咁解，因為佢坐喺度嗰一紮人咧，就唔會同你咁諗噶嘛。係
啦。
佢點解要咁劃啫？係嘛？你話咩海港原則，佢邊度會聽你啊？即係嘛？即係我有份投票，我就反對你噶啦咁樣。
係啊。
即係所以要考慮咯。即係我叫阿 Raymond 你落到去嘅時候解釋嘅時候咧，肯定會遇到呢啲問題，因為佢坐埋一個區議會嘛。你話佢牽涉到南區唔緊要喎，南區啲人喺度啊嘛。明唔明白啊？所以呢個係一個政
策。我唔係話你啲嘢錯嘅，係啊。即係我提翻即係呢個委員會有呢個委員會自己要考慮嘅嘢啫嘛。即係嚇，你啱嘅，你啱啊，啱曬添啊。Andrew.
I think we've been working along the incremental approach all along, and I think we're converging slowly upon the point in time where we'll have to do the integration study. So I think it is within the scope of what we do to look at integration between the districts, and then actually, you know, the linkages that fall just outside them as well. I mean, I think it's the interface areas. So I think the integration part of the effort will look at that, but I think we should be mindful always of the linkages between the districts as we've defined them for our study purposes, and I think we should be mindful of what goes just outside of the study area as well. So I think it's keeping a mind to creating a cohesive whole at the end of the day, rather than just seven things that have been sort of plumped together and just accidentally fall as seven studies. So we will get to integration, but I think we should be mindful of that all the way through.
Okay.Thank you。咁多謝大家嘅意見啦。咁我諗Raymond 俾個最後嘅回應啦，係啦。我哋仲有兩個 AOB 嘅議程啊。
主席，即係好多謝大家嘅意見。咁我哋會去即係根據大家嘅意見，睇睇我哋可以點樣修訂嗰個研究大綱。咁然後我哋就會即係進行嗰個即係招聘顧問嗰個工作。
Okay,
咁我哋都會即係做呢個整個研究嘅過程入邊咧，都會繼續即係向呢個委員會即係匯報我哋嗰個進度嘅。
Okay, thank you. 好啊，咁啊，唔該曬阿 Raymond 嘅介紹啦。